It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Little Bat Studio. It's quarter number two, and it's time for Tucker's Tape. This is where Ross takes over, and for the next, 6 or 8 weeks, we're going to continue doing the 2020 recruiting class evaluation. Give me your disclaimer, Ross, about all of 27 of these guys that we're going to look at over the course of this.
Yeah, they're all a lot better than I was in high school. They got full rides to Penn State to play football, one of the top 10 programs in the country. They're all very, very good, but it's kind of big boy time now. It's time to be evaluated, and you're going to be a college football player. So I am going based on what I see on the highlight video. I should mention this, by the way. I think this is important. There's a kid I know that just got offered a Power 5 scholarship, and his highlight video is pretty good. I also had a Power 5 school tell me they watched him play a full game, and they will not be offering him a scholarship.
Really?
So it's just important to note, you know, there are some schools that offer just based on highlight videos, but if you go and watch the kid play every snap, that's a lot more telling. So I don't have the time. I'm sorry, listeners. Like, I'm not watching full games of these kids.
No.
By the way, all of these guys, their highlight videos are like 11 minutes long. I told you this before, it should never be longer than 5 minutes. Never, ever, ever. And have some variety.
Yeah.
I mean, the one kid.
No pass blocking.
Nick Dawkins does like no pass blocking. And it's the exact same down block where he puts a kid in the ground every time, which is great. But you got to show some variety. How about pulling? How about the second level? How about pass blocking? I mean, I'm amazed. We've advanced so much in so many aspects of the evaluation process and recruiting and stuff. I'm like shocked that these kids still have no idea how to make a highlight video. No idea how to make a really good highlight video. There are kids that get offers and kids that don't based on sequencing of plays on their video.
Sounds like a company that could be formed, a professional highlight video.
They do it for free.
Company.
They do it for you're right.
Because there's money.
That's what we should do at Go Big Recruiting.
I was gonna.
No, that's not what we do, but like they all just think they can do it for free. And they can. They can pick out their best plays for free, but they don't understand
maybe that's
how important sequencing is.
Sequencing
like and an overall opportunity evaluation. Anyway, we're going to break these guys down. Ross is going to give them each and every one of them a rating. At the end of it, when we've done all 27, we'll go back and rank them. Instead of ranking them now, we're going to evaluate them. And they're mostly done by position, so we're going to do apples to apples this week. Yeah, we got – this is Ross's, I guess we could say, wheelhouse. We got offensive linemen. Let's start with Nick Dawkins, 6'4", 300-pound. Three-star from Parkland High School in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Number 58 ranked offensive guard in the class. Number 880 nationally. Number 7 recruit in the Keystone State. And he is already enrolled at Penn State.
And the son of Chocolate Thunder. Am I correct? Daryl Dawkins. Let's throw that out there.
The fact that he's from Pennsylvania and Daryl Dawkins' son, that helps the grade right there. I will say this. I had watched his junior video after Penn State offered him. I was not overly impressed. Watching his senior video, I saw it more. Really good frame and build. Powerful lower body. Absolutely looks the part. He's a good drive blocker, able to strain through the stalemate. So he doesn't necessarily knock people back violently, but when you get to that point where the defender is able to kind of slow you down or stop you, he's able to keep pushing through that stalemate and strain through it. He is a finisher. All three of these guys are finishers.
Yeah, that's
it's very clear that it's been a priority for Penn State. Thank you, Jesus, because I can't stand watching offensive linemen who don't finish.
So you're saying he's a little bit Thorpe-y.
He's a little bit Thorpian, although to be honest,
Thorpian,
with you, Bob,
that's better.
He's
better.
A little Thorpian, but you know what? He's actually the least Thorpian of these three guys.
Right.
CJ Thorpe, everyone.
And he, yeah, CJ Thorpe. But he is Thorpian.
I like it.
Wait till I talk about the next guy. Okay, just wait. So his highlight film was way too long. It lacked variety. You know, maybe Parkland's offense. I didn't watch Parkland this year. Maybe Parkland's offense just lacked variety.
Their offense definitely lacks variety.
They just run it.
They
okay.
just want to power you.
So what I did notice, though, is there were a couple pass pro sets. He played left tackle for Parkland, and there were a couple times at the second level. He is not an overly athletic kid. So he is like a guard all the way. And it's interesting because I wonder how many of those kids that you take that are guards all the way, don't really see him sliding the center. I don't think he moves well enough to be a tackle, but I think he projects as a road grading guard. I gave him a 7.2.
All right, this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Keystone Sports Network. We're your source for Penn State football news and analysis 52 weeks a year. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify, on our website, Keystone Sports Network, or better yet, download our app, Keystone Sports. We never stop talking Penn State football. The next one is offensive lineman Jimmy Criss, 6'7", 295-pound three-star from Dominion High School in Sterling, Virginia, number 28 ranked tackle in the class, number 372 nationally, number 7 in the Old Dominion State. He originally gave a verbal declaration to Virginia before switching to Penn State in November of 2019. He is not enrolled.
I've actually been to Dominion High School. When I first started Go Big Recruiting, I was playing for the Redskins. I was living in Sterling, Virginia, and I met with the high school coach to tell him, literally, there was a kid from Dominion High School that was our first kid ever.
Nice.
And he ended up going to Carnegie Mellon, and they loved him, and it was great. Everybody back up. I love this kid. Oh, my gosh, do I love this kid. Okay, so he obviously has outstanding size at 6'7", and he looks like he's all of that. And growth potential. His effort and finish on both sides of the ball is out of control. Like, if you are listening to this, and that's all of you, I don't know why I said that, please watch Jimmy Crist, or should I say Jimmy Christ. Watch his video, okay? The best hustler and finisher I think I've ever seen since we've been doing this.
Wow.
Like, there are lots of plays where he knocks down two guys.
Yeah.
There are lots of plays where he tries to get a third. Like, he is running around. Like, he plays the game the way it should be played. Now, he runs well in a straight line, like when he pulls. But I'm a little bit worried about his lateral agility. He's got some stiffness there. He's going to be a right tackle, sort of your classic right tackle, like a Will Fries type. I just think he's meaner than Fries. And I'm not sure he's even as agile as Fries was in high school. He runs well, but I just wonder about his lateral agility and pass pro. Not a lot of power out of his stance, but he sustains no pass blocking on his video. Imagine that, an offensive tackle, and I couldn't find any pass blocking. But I love him. I would adopt him. I am so excited Penn State got him. I'm going to watch, I guess, not the blue-white game this year, but this dude, please. You know, he almost reminds me of Troutwine. Like, I think Troutwine is going to love this dude. His highlight video is amazing. Jimmy Crist, I love you.
At 6'7", he's almost 300 pounds now. With that big a frame, how much? He needs
310,
some upper body.
315.
310, 315.
Yeah, I don't think you want him much bigger than that.
I was just going to ask because he's so tall and he looks taller than he is. So, all right, the last one, offensive lineman for this week is Golden Israel Achumba. How's that?
My Jimmy Crist video grade, by the way, was 7.9.
7.9.
It's hard to get an 8 unless you're a really good athlete. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be – like, he is not Rasheed Walker, Nana Asiju, Nolan Rucci. Like, he is he's not those guys, and that's okay. He can still be a darn good starter, but he doesn't project to be like an NFL – having NFL feet. So it's hard to get an eight. Golden, is it a chumba, a chumba?
I think it's a chumba.
Yeah, let's go with the chumba.
6'5".
I get knocked down, but I get up again. Isn't that yeah.
Chumba wumba.
Chumba wumba. Anyway, very 6'5", 320. I got you, Andy.
Got it.
Powerful drive blocker who plays with great leverage. Excellent finisher. He is an easy projection in DeMatha's offense because of the competition they play against,
right,
because of the offense they run. I mean, that's one of the reasons why people go to schools like that, and it's one of the reasons why they get recruited so much, is because you can watch him and say, okay, like, that's our system. That's basically what we run, and he's going against other Division I kids, and that's what he looks like. He is C.J. Thorpe. That's what he reminded me of. He is C.J. Thorpe. He's trying to put people down. He's trying to finish them. It's clear that he works the technique that he's been taught. Like, I don't like the technique he's been taught.
Interesting.
With the high near leg, I'm not a huge fan of that. But that's what he's taught. I was taught that by one team. I forget I had 9 O-line coaches in the NFL. But it's clear that he's working it, and I don't care. Like, I'm just happy that it shows he tries. You know, like, he tries to do the technique. There's like no pass blocking yet again. I mean, DeMatha has to throw the ball. I don't get it.
But
there's like no pass blocking yet again. The Penn State and these other schools, they must have gone and checked out full games to watch these guys. You got to watch him pass protect a little bit. Not so sure about his agility. I put him at a 7-1. His video now is better than Dawkins. I wonder if Dawkins, to me, looks like a little bit more athletic, a little bit more mobile. Achumba's another one that he is a guard only.
Yeah.
And, like, how many guard onlys are you going to take in the same class?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that. I would go for more Mirandas, more Effners that can maybe play more than one spot, because if they don't start, they don't provide a lot of value. I gave him a 7.1, but he's right there with Dawkins.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around, your questions, his answers. That means Ask Ross is next.
Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.